she was going to the Ripples had well, were wealthy people. She said, I'll have, they saved their money though. She said, I'll have rosettes on my hair like you have when they, her grandfather could have bought my daddy 50 times. They were wealthy, wealthy, wealthy people, you know, yeah. And all. But mother knew how to manage and buy pretty things and, you know, things like that. And this girl went away and they moved away. Just, well, about the time I married in 1915. Yeah. And so, as I still say, I was reared where we could always associate with the better place of people and have the things we needed to feel like we could go on with the different things in our church life. And back in the country, though, back when I was a child growing up, church and Sunday school, and everyday life. I can never remember my mother and father having fusses. I've heard Mama say a lot of times, Daddy had he was high strung and he would, just anything would kind of make him, and he'd take a little switch to us. I remember twice only that he ever struck me though. But my mother never said a word to him. I've heard her say a lot of times after she and Dad were together, she'd say, Daddy, don't you think you kind of lost your temper? My mother would talk to us and say, I hate to do this, but yeah. I told you, and now I do, and she'd cry. And my brother would say, Mother, go on and whip me. I'd rather you whip me as to talk to me. But I came up in a home like that where it was such a wonderful home.
Okay, I'm talking about the corn that you take to the mill to grind. What would you call the amount of corn that you take at one time?
Well, I don't know how to measure my bushels, but I'm sure it would be, I believe I would be safe in seeing 2 bushels on that on that big sack. And that was thrown across the horse's back, you see, and taken to mill. And there was 2 mills down, I'll say, 5 miles from my home. Mm-hmm. And that it was a water ground, big old wheel that did all that. And we never knew what it was to buy a bag of a little sack of meal like we do now.
Yeah.
Maybe 5 pounds to put in the refrigerator.
Have you ever heard of a turn of corn?
Sure.
What does that word mean?
Well, that turn is just that you'd sack up and take it. That's what we call it. I'll take a turn to the meal.
So it'd be maybe two bushels whatever.
That's
Okay. And what would you call the amount of wood that you can carry in both your arms? You know?
I would say we had a fireplace and those sticks would be just about that long. We had dog arms, they call them back there, hand arms now. And they'd be maybe 3 or 4. We had a back log that we put at the back, this big one, you know, and these others were on these dog arms.
I think if, you wouldn't talk about turn of wood, would you?
No.
What?
A rick of wood.
Yeah, but what about if you just went out to get some wood and took as much as you could carry? You'd say that you had
a load of wood.
Okay.
I brought in a load of wood while I
go. Okay. And when the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to screw in a new...
Yeah, but we didn't have electric lights back when I was a child. We had acetylene. I know my brothers, they sold acetylene. There was something, I don't know exactly what you put in it, but it wasn't. It was on that, like that.
Okay.
Good old coal oil lamps was what we had. You had to wash the chimneys, you know, and I have 2 of them as antiques now in my home. Now, the lanterns, we had lanterns. That was you'd raise it if it had the coal oil in it, and that round whatever you call chimney.
Yeah.
Would come out, and then that was your light. The wind didn't blow it out, you see. And I have one of those I have bought as an antique now in my home.
Did you ever make a lamp yourself using some of this coal oil in a rag in a bottle?
No.
Did you ever hear of a grease lamp or torch or anything like that?